For chronic illness patients, Nilsa Cruz knows all too well how expensive but essential the right medication can be. When she started as an administrator for the Milwaukee Rheumatology Center more than 20 years ago, she also became the de facto patient advocate. Today, she's known and sought out for her ability to help patients navigate complex healthcare systems. Janelle Zien came to Cruz when her own clinic didn't know how to help her navigate health plan benefits. She has Crohn's, a type of inflammatory bowel disease. Crohn's can be painful, debilitating, and life-threatening, especially when not treated. When she got a new job, her Entyvio was no longer covered. Often, patients that can't afford an expensive drug qualify for patient assistance programs through the drug maker. Often, patients that can't afford an expensive drug qualify for patient assistance through the drug maker, but these programs are for uninsured or underinsured patients. Janelle was on her employer's self-funded health plan, but it specifically did not cover her medication. Having health coverage, at least on paper, disqualified her for patient assistance. But it's not because of the drug's actual price that it may not be covered by the plan. Patient advocates say that pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, a middleman between the drug maker and the insurance provider, place different drugs on pricing tiers based on how big of a rebate the drug maker offers. Drug prices, Cruz says, are artificially inflated in order to be able to offer a rebate. Except the middlemen are said to be pocketing that rebate, not the consumer. While the industry calls these rebates, reform advocates call them kickbacks. Sometimes patients opt to take a similar drug on a lower tier, but this is risky for drugs with no real generic equivalent. Mark Kolvenbach's health plan suddenly no longer covered his Remicade. After decades of being stable on Remicade, Mark's painful arthritis was back. Cruz doesn't place blame on the employers providing these plans, or even the brokers selling them to the employers, saying in this ecosystem, there are good actors and bad actors. But she does see many bad actors. For Janelle, her case was even more complicated than most, but Cruz was with her every step of the way. She helped Janelle file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Labor, the overseer of self-funded health plans. During the most recent open enrollment, Janelle decided not to take her employer's health benefits, opting to find an insurance plan on the marketplace. She pays more in premiums, but her medication is covered. Without the help of advocates, many patients are left deciding between their medications or their savings. For her patients, Cruz goes all in to help them find relief. Relief from the physical pain of a chronic illness and relief from the financial pain of treating it.